And now it's time for yet another Bathrop Spears Broadside Thursday show. Today is the 9th of October, 2025, as I do the show, or I say rather I talk to you now and kind of put on segments of a show from April 6th, 2003, which is a ways back there. This was a month after the Iraqi slaughter began, compliments of both George Bush number two and the gutless Democrats in Congress, kind of similar to our current fascist state, which is developing nicely and internally as well as externally with wars and military occupations around the globe, as well as a live stream genocide, which is, I guess we never quite saw that in quite the same way back in 2003, but now we get an eyeful. Anyway, on this particular show way back then, we have a discussion of citywide permit parking, which was, I think, brought in by then longtime council member Cynthia Matthews under the mayorship of Smiley Emily Riley, who kind of entered my sights originally as a kind of a supporter of ending the criminal sleeping ban, criminal against homeless people, creating criminals out of police officers and bureaucrats who go after human beings for sleeping. Anyway, there is a discussion of the origins of that. The co-host is Walter Milligan, who I remember the voice of, but not much about him as a person, but he was very much an anti-war activist, involved in a peace vigil, and he co-hosts with me throughout the show. We talk about the Freedom for Flowers fence, which was removed. A woman named Matt Fitzgerald discusses the fence. And we have many callers. A lot of the voices are familiar to me, and maybe for you if you're lived as long as I have, or were there anyway in 2003. There's Mad John Telfair. There's, I think his name is Robert Rebelli, although I may have his first name wrong. He was one of the original pirate radio supporters, but he was very much a kind of a determined libertarian. He wanted our free radio to be able to have Holocaust, anti-Holocaust speakers on it. I'm sorry, revisionist Holocaust folk, as people who didn't believe that there actually was a Holocaust in Germany. Now we have those who don't believe there is a Holocaust going on in Israel. Ironically, it's the Jewish supremacist establishment that now gives us that story. Other people who spoke were Steve Argue, Skidmark Bob, Louis LaFortune, another Free Radio Santa Cruz host. People I don't remember at all, Marta. There is actually a cutoff in the final part of the tape. It says I'm going to be playing an interview with Tarot reader Jason Pascal, African-American guy who was relentlessly pursued by Sergeant Butchie Baker. And you can actually, you're not going to be able to get his voice on this particular audio, but you can go to the flashback series. If you click on that, go to the Huff website, look for flashbacks under the name of our show, which is in the Bathrobes Broadsides section. That's what the show is called, of course. And you just go down to flashbacks and look for Jason Pascal, Pascual. And he was, there's interviews with him, interviews and descriptions of his encounters with Sergeant Butchie Baker, also known as Sticky Fingers Butchie, for his behavior toward women. He was one of the few police officers who the usually quiescent and effectively pro-police, because through their silence, progressive segment of the community, or at least the electoral community, the people that actually got elected to city council, called themselves progressives, whether initially like Mike Rutkin and John Laird, Bruce Van Allen, Mike, oh, actually, Van Allen may be something of an exception, more of a lefty than many. But Pascal was an outspoken voice on the street and an urban ghetto kind of voice, although I'm not stereotyping him too strongly. If you want to hear more of him, you got to go to 2002, 2004, 2005 in the flashback segment, which or listing, I should say, and just go there and then seek out the show, and you'll be able to hear what we apparently got cut off in this particular version. My apologies for that. And that's pretty much what you got. But what you got, of course, is today and tomorrow to pay attention to what's happening around you on the streets today and tomorrow, because the situation is growing worse for both homeless people and housed poor people. And frankly, I don't know, it's going a lot better for many folks except those who are pretty well-to-do or whose attention is firmly focused, as mine often is, on our own navels. So, enjoy the show.